Good day, fellow investors. Welcome to the Modern Value Investing podcast with Sven Karlin, where we compound investment returns as well as investment knowledge in order to help you achieve your financial goals. Good day, fellow investors. JPM CEO recently published his annual report and big letter to shareholders, where he clearly described the current landscape, what's going on. And despite the fact that the US economy continues to be resilient, consumers still spending, and the markets currently expecting a soft landing, it's important to know that the economy is being fueled by large amounts of government deficit spending and past stimulus. This is the issue, and therefore one has to see about the risks and rewards when it comes to investing. And in addition to that, there is also a growing need for increased spending as we continue transitioning to a greener economy, restructuring global supply chains, boosting military expenditure, and battling rising healthcare costs. This may lead to stickier inflation and higher rates than markets expect. Stickier inflation and higher rates than markets expect at current levels in the current environment is a very, very big thing. And if we go to his letter, to the specific issues facing JPM, but those specific issues are the same issues facing any other business, any other portfolio, any other individual, then we have to see how we fit that risk and reward environment. On geopolitics, it's a binary thing. Either nothing happens and all is great, either it becomes a determinative factor going forward in the next 10, 20 years. And then you see, okay, what's my exposure? What's the risk and reward? And you go forward with that. On inflationary pressures, he is considering a wide range of outcomes to manage interest rates exposure and other business risks. So we also have to always take into consideration a wide range of outcomes impacting our portfolio, our personal finances, life, and only then, if we have considered that, we are ready for what's next. Because we can't know what will be next, but there are a large number of persistent inflationary pressures which may likely continue. All the following factors appear to be inflationary: ongoing fiscal spending, remilitarization, restructuring of global trade, capital needs for the green economy, higher energy costs, investments in infrastructure. And as he discusses, he is also concerned about the quantitative easing, its reversal, which has never been done at this scale, both the earlier easing and reversal. Further, discussing the markets now seem to be pricing in a 70 to 80% chance of a soft landing. Soft landing being modest growth along with declining inflation and declining interest rates. However, JPM is prepared for a very broad range of interest rates from 2% to 8% or even more. And now we as investors, okay, the market, 80-90% of the market is expecting 2.5-3% interest rates going forward, low inflation, and all is well. However, we might have to start thinking about living in an 8% world, which is a big, big thing. And you might think, okay, we are now at 5%, 8% is not that much, but we are now at 5 with the expectations that we will be at 2.5 very, very soon. However, we might also revert to 1989, so jumping from very high to lower and then going up to almost 10%. And then we don't know whether this will be the trend in the next decades or this. Nobody knows, not even the Fed knows. I just know that this, the expectation that everything will be right,
pretty soon, in the next few years, might be an exuberant expectations. Everybody wants this to happen, but whether it will happen, it is a risk. And if we go back to 8% normal interest rates, everything changes, starting with the price-earnings ratio. 1989, the price-earnings ratio of the S&P 500 was 11.82. If we multiply the current earnings with 11.82, then the S&P 500 level would be at 2,195 for a 58% decline just on valuation, which would be normal if interest rates stabilize at 8%. You can call me crazy, but it is what it is. If we go forward onto the government, if we look at the federal budget, for example, they are borrowing $1.58 billion in this year just to fund spending. And of that borrowing, $870 billion is for just interest on the debt that has already been borrowed. When you borrow to pay interest, that's usually called a Ponzi scheme. But okay, we see now that they are adding things to the projections and how all well the federal deficits and net interest outlays will just keep on increasing. Higher interest rates would also put huge pressure on consumer finances, no matter whether you have refinanced or not. And on Sunday, we'll discuss the complete solar sector. And it's a huge difference in investments if your benchmark yield is 2% interest rate, 5% interest rate, or 8% interest rate. A lot of investments that are happening would not be done with 8% interest rate, which is then a halt to growth, to economic growth, to whatever, and a huge, huge consequence to the world as we are used to it now. Less investments, higher unemployment, less taxes, more tax spending, and the spiral begins to hurt. Further, speaking of debt, now we are here at 4%. We have been here at 1, 1.5, 2%, but there is $150 trillion of debt globally. And it's one thing at 1, 2%, it's another thing at 8% or even higher. The current government debt average interest rate is 3.2%. But if you look at how things are going in the last 2 years, it more than doubled. And given the maturity of this debt, that is on average 73 months, sooner rather than later, the interest cost will go higher and higher and will adjust here. If interest rates stay where those are now, if those don't go higher and higher. This is a big risk, especially as 8.9 trillion of government debt mature over 2024. Thus, if I make a few calculations here, government debt 34 trillion, and here you have it, with 3.2%, 1.8 trillion of interest payments, 5%, we are already 1.7, 8% interest rates, that would be 2.72 trillion of interest payments. That would be half of the government's sources of financing, which is insane, and it is unsustainable. But everybody knows that we are on an unsustainable path, but nobody cares that this interest payment could become 50% of income, which is crazy, crazy. So if something is not done, I don't know whether something can be done, but disaster is around the corner. And now we as investors, we need to ask ourselves what to do and whether we are prepared. I discussed, since I started this YouTube channel in 2018, fixed mortgage rate at 4%, at 3% is like free money. Those that did buy a house or something thanks to that, have been enjoying that because inflation is up, interest rates are up. Of course, easy thing, spend less than you make, and everything is much easier then. And then my answer is always invest for value. Invest in assets that have value no matter the financials around it. Dividends, cash flows, business growth, business modes, things that allow compounding over time. Because this can easily happen. This is 80% down during the 1930s. This is 50% down in the 1970s. And stocks going nowhere for more than a decade. This can happen, and it might last even 3 decades. You never know, but it is a risk. However, if you invest in dividends, in value-producing assets, you can buy more in the downturns. Maybe you can adjust, maybe you not, depends on what's your strategy in the upturns. And then even if the market is sideways, you will do pretty well over time, because you're basing your returns on current immediate value. This is value investing, and this can happen, this might not happen. However, there is a big difference between just investing on bets, because those worked in the past. The last 40 years, we had lower and lower rates, huge expectations, government deficits. The problem is that at some point it starts working. I wish that that point when it stops working never comes. Unfortunately, history tells us that sooner or later it comes, maybe not in our lifetime, which is then not a concern, then the ones discussing it are ridiculous, but that is a risk, and you as an investor have to see what kind of strategy best fits you. We'll be discussing this much more.
Thanks for listening. If you have any comments, please let me know. If you enjoyed this podcast, please leave a 5-star review, as it means a lot to me. Thank you, and I'll be speaking to you in the next episode.